You know, the big one is abortion. And the statistics on how many women have an abortion in the United States boggle the mind. What is it, like 1 in 4 women have already had an abortion, you know, in America. It's ridiculous. It's crazy how they just so flippantly commit murder. And then, you know, I used to always wonder when I'd read the book of James, where it says, "For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he's guilty of all. For he that said, do not commit adultery, said also, do not kill. Now, if thou commit no adultery, yet if thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law." And I remember looking at that and thinking, like, man, committing adultery and murder, you'd think that murder would be something that people would be less likely to commit. You know, you'd think that there'd be more people committing adultery than murder, right? Wouldn't you guess, like, that there's more adultery going on than murder? But then when you factor in abortion, you realize, wow, murder is really common. Actually, murder is taking place at a rate that would be similar to abortion. I'm sorry, adultery. You know, it's a similar thing. So there are a lot of women that commit no adultery, yet they kill when they can have an abortion. I mean, what a wicked sin to kill an unborn baby or to kill a newborn baby or, you know, or to just to kill an innocent child. I mean, it's sick. And the fact that we don't think it's sick in many sectors of American society just show how far our society has gone.